Cycle, 506 South Country Fair Drive, just south of Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected former Governor George Ryan's appeal of his federal racketeering and fraud conviction. The justice has made no comment on their action in response to Ryan's claim that he and his fellow defendant, businessman Larry Warner, didn't receive a fair trial. Their lawyers argued that the trial judge replaced two jurors with alternates after deliberations in the case had already begun. The 74-year-old Ryan is serving a 6.5-year sentence in federal prison. The Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals earlier upheld the convictions. With only a few days to go before their scheduled adjournment, Illinois state lawmakers are unsure if they can get a deal on a new budget. Sean Crawford has the story.
The next few days should provide some answers. The House and Senate have each approved separate measures, but they must agree on the same plan before it can go to the governor. After the end of the month, it takes more votes to pass anything, meaning Republicans would get a seat at the table. So far, Democrats have kept the GOP out of talks. The key to reaching a consensus will be figuring out how much money the state can spend. With little support for a tax hike or expanding gambling, senators have talked about restructuring pension debt as a way to bring in more revenue. But that remains controversial, and there's no guarantee it can pass. While Republicans have been excluded from negotiations, so has Governor Rod Blagojevich. When a budget reaches his desk, the governor will have his say. He could go along with what lawmakers send him or reject it. I'm Sean Crawford.
One of Illinois' top Democrats is criticizing President Bush for his opposition to a new GI Bill. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the bill would expand educational opportunities for some veterans. The Senate passed the bill last week with a veto-proof majority. Durbin says the soft economy is hurting the job market, and the new GI Bill would help veterans get more training.
I think that if you take an honest look at it, what we are offering to our veterans coming back today from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan is the same educational opportunities that we offered to the returning veterans from World War II.
Durbin says the bill has a lot of bipartisan support as it heads to the House for a vote. Bill opponents worry too many soldiers would leave the military for college if the legislation is passed. Authorities in central Illinois are trying to identify a body pulled from Salt Creek, not far from where an 18-year-old Lincoln man went missing earlier this month. Authorities say the man's body was spotted by a boater yesterday. Logan County Coroner Robert Thomas says an autopsy is scheduled, but there's no word yet on the man's identity. Crews have begun searching for Billy Ray Eskew by air, ground, and water since May 13th. That's when he disappeared while camping with friends about a mile south of Lincoln. A trio of House Democrats say they want to introduce legislation designed to restrict the time inmates can be held at the Tams Correctional Center. The bill would limit inmate stays at the Southern Illinois facility to 1 year in most cases and would keep the state from transferring prisoners there who have serious mental illnesses. It also would require quarterly assessments about whether each prisoner should remain in the state's only super maximum prison facility. State Representative Julie Hamos is an Evanston Democrat who is among the measure's proponents. She says the prison needs better standards. A spokesman for the Department of Corrections says it will study the proposed legislation, but says inmates in the facility are violent offenders who don't belong in the general population. A panel of Indiana lawmakers will meet this summer in an effort to come up with legislation on illegal immigration. The Senate and House each passed versions of a bill earlier this year that sought to punish employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants by revoking or suspending their licenses for repeated offenses, but the session ended without a law being enacted. Businesses and Hispanic groups opposed the legislation, claiming it could lead to racial profiling and unjust penalties. Republican Senate President Pro Tem David Long of Fort Wayne says he hopes the study committee will get a good grasp on what illegal immigration is costing Indiana government and society. That clip you're hearing is from the soundtrack of the new Indiana Jones film. It was composed by John Williams, but wouldn't be possible without the efforts of a University of Illinois engineering professor. The continuum fingerboard is often described as a fretless keyboard, an instrument which depends more on what the player does with their fingers over the nylon surface than the sound itself. Studio musician Randy Kerber says he was encouraged by the myriad of possibilities when preparing music for Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. The fingerboard was invented a few years ago by U of I professor Lippold Hocken. He's a professor of electrical and computer engineering. The instrument has also been used by a Led Zeppelin keyboardist John Paul Jones and Terry Lawless, a keyboardist who has played with U2. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
9:35, and we check in with meteorologist Scott Althoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jeff.
Kind of cool this morning, cooled off after a nice holiday weekend, and a chance of showers today as well.
That's right. We're now at 51 degrees, and when I came in at 4 o'clock this morning, it was in the middle 60s, and then cold front went through, and a cold front is between Mattoon and Effingham right now. Effingham has a temperature of 73 degrees, and Mattoon is now down to 55. The fog has now pretty much lifted across the two-state area. Visibilities are generally above a mile. The lowest visibility right now is Terre Haute at 1.5 miles. Muncie still has a visibility around a half a mile or so, but that fog will be out of the picture here shortly as that front continues to move southward, and with the frontal boundary across the central and southern sections of Illinois, we'll have on again off again showers throughout the day today. There is some rain showing up on radar.